Last Word on Today FM.
Andy O'Donoghue, for a slightly delayed Tech Thursday, we've asked him to do some best Black Friday deals again today. And I'm hoping, Andy, my children are watching or listening, because I need a new smartwatch to replace the broken one that I no longer have. So what sort of recommendations would you make to them on my behalf?
Well, you have, of course, you have a number of watches and smartwatches. You have Apple Watch, Mac, you have the Samsung watches, you have the Garmins. Black Friday is interesting because you will never get a great deal on an Apple Watch. You might find some retailers reducing it. Maybe, I think I've seen about €20 reductions. So it is not something that tends to be discounted because they sell a lot of them. Whereas where there is certainly good value on Fitbit watches and their trackers and the Fitbit Sense 2, which is the best smartwatch that that Fitbit make, and their latest version of this watch was retailing for $249. It's now available for $189, and it's their most advanced watch. Very health focused. It's got tools for ECG measurement, and of course stress management and the sleep tracking. So kind of ideal for somebody looking at kind of wellness tracking. It's 6-day battery life, which is wonderful. One of the things I don't like about the other smartwatches is charging them every day is a pain. So at $189, that's a saving of €60. Alternatively, the Fitbit Charge, which is their latest sort of mid-range tracker. And I've noticed that many of the manufacturers this year are offering discounts on their own stores. So the Fitbit Sense 2 that I just mentioned, I've seen that in the electrical retailers around the country, and they're all selling it for roughly that price. Whereas Google themselves, in their store online, have a Black Friday sale, and it varies, the percentage varies, but there's good discounts on it. The Fitbit Charge is down €50 to, I think, €109, just €110. And it's a really improved version of kind of the older version of the Fitbit tracker. It allows you to see your heart rate on the exercise machines, got Google Maps built in, and of course Google Wallet. So at €110 for somebody who's kind of getting seriously into tracking their health, good option.
Okay, and I just should explain that my children are adult and at work, which is why I expect them to chip together on my behalf for this. It's not like they're still in school or anything like that. You love a smart mug. You're always bringing a smart mug every year to this program. Tell us about the one you have here.
And I occasionally bring it into your studio. And you're right, I do love a smart mug. And I'll be honest, at this time of year particularly, I am a tea drinker and a coffee drinker, so I drink both. And people have tried this over the years. Most of them, honestly, weren't very good. They were gadgety and they were gimmicky. But the people who've done it really well and very stylishly are Ember. Nice name. And this is the Ember Mug 2. It's not cheap. It's about €184. But as I mentioned it, Ember themselves have a 20% off across all of their products on their European Union site, which is priced in euros and with free delivery as well. What does it do? So you charge it up, you put your tea or your coffee in it or your soup, and you get temperature control between 50 degrees and 62.5 degrees. And you can, I know this sounds silly, but you can control that via the Ember app. So you can control the temperature of your drink, but it's really nice, durable, stainless steel, scratch resistant. And for somebody who sits in their desk and they let their tea go cold, you get busy, you get back on your computer, something like that. I think, Matt, it's a lovely gift.
Can you put it in the dishwasher?
You can. It is washable.
That's the important thing. Like, it's not that you're going to damage it by putting it in the dishwasher. Right. Cameras and action gear. Let's get to that. You have the DJI Osmo Action 3 Adventure Combo. What on earth is that?
This was something you and I tested a year or two ago. And it is one of those little handheld action cameras. So people will be familiar with the likes of the GoPro, and then DJI are actually really famous for making drones. They make the best drones that we can buy as consumers. The Osmo is one of these adventure cameras, and it comes with a little stand that you hold. It's ideal if somebody's creating content for Instagram or for Facebook. It's also really good for that. Even, you know, you see them used by people in offices professionally. But it's got this action camera built in. and it's kind of aimed at extreme adventure because, you know, it's got waterproofing down to, I think, 50 feet or so, so you can take it out canoeing. They're the kind of promo videos that you see, but it's really, really good. It's got 4K HDR video. It's got this really ultra-wide frame of view. So if you are out canoeing or you're up a mountain or you're at a party or a gig, it's really nice for that. It's got about nearly 3 hours of battery life, which is absolutely brilliant for a camera like this. Some of the retailers have it reduced down to about €320. The retail price is 360. Again, it's a big name, so it's a small reduction, but 10% off on a high ticket item like this is good.
Okay, smart home devices. Start with the Amazon Echo Pop, and this is a low budget item.
It is, and Amazon are going through kind of this weird sort of realignment of their Amazon devices, and there is talk that in the future you may even have to pay to have the smart home sort of intelligent AI powered feature for the Amazon Echo, or Alexa as we call her, inside. And the Amazon Echo Pop, at the moment, Amazon have their own Black Friday sale, which is very clever because, you know, you can have, if you have Prime, you can have next day delivery from many parts of Ireland from Amazon. So this is clever by them. But the Echo Pop was retailing for €55 a week ago, and today it's €23. So it's a really good price. So it's a very affordable smart speaker, and it delivers decent sound. Integrates, of course, with the other Alexa devices around the house, and it, you know, you get things like controlling your lights, or if you have smart lights, or your you know, your heating in your home. But it's small, it's got Bluetooth, got Wi-Fi. And if it's your first Echo device, or you want an Echo device for a kid's room, really good value at €23.
Now, the device of the general election campaign apparently has been the Ring video doorbell, because it has allowed a lot of people the opportunity to avoid canvassers. So people will be saying, well, the election may be over tomorrow, but there might be lots of other times when people are coming to the door you don't want. So tell us about the price of it now.
That's I suppose, a really good point. And, you know, this is great, right? So what does a video doorbell do? It sits outside your front door. It looks down your yard or onto the pavement outside, and it has a bell that a caller rings. Then what happens is it connects to your smart home system, and if you have a compatible TV, and you know, it doesn't have to be a fancy one, LG and Samsung models, lower cost versions do this, you can get the picture from your doorbell onto your TV screen, and you can actually set it so it interrupts you. Now, that annoys people in some homes because, you know, they're in the middle of a football match and they get a ring on the telly. But that's the advantage of it. So if people are living alone, or you're not that keen, it's late at night, you don't want to answer the door, it's a really nice feature. Those videos can be stored in the cloud. So if you ever have a question about a package that was left and you didn't get, or something like that, you can retrieve that video. And the Ring video doorbell has 1080p, so that's high definition video, and it has motion detection. So the person doesn't even have to ring the bell. As they get close to it, the camera turns on and you get those few seconds. This one has a very nice quick release rechargeable battery pack. And I think that's important because it means you don't have to get an electrician. You don't have to have any wiring done. The battery lasts weeks, is my experience, between 2 and 3, depending on how busy your front door is. And Ring is owned by Amazon, and so this is available in retailers, but again, Amazon themselves have a really good deal online that some retailers are matching. Usual retail price of this is €180. It's down to €79 at the moment. So as a security device and as a way of keeping safe, in a sense, it's a really good buy.
Okay, laptops and tablets I want to jump to. And actually, before I start asking you about readers, I want to acknowledge as well the winner at last night at the Unpost Irish Book Awards of the Last Word Readers Prize and the Last Disco, the story of the Stardust tragedy. So congratulations to Christine Bowen, Nicky Ryan and Sean Murray, who wrote that terrific book, which was the selection of you, the listeners, to The Last Word as your favourite book of the year. Which brings us to the Amazon Kindle 2024, a 6-inch reader. At what price now, Andy?
Again, €20 off it, so which is the bones of 15% or so. So it's down to €99. This is the new model that came out this year. So it's an affordable e-reader, very compact. The glare-free screen on the Kindle is excellent. And the gift of Kindle is the fact that it has weeks of battery life. So you pack it in your bag, you go to work, you go on holiday, you don't even have to think about charging it for weeks. And of course, you have space, 16 gigabytes of storage. You have thousands and thousands of books capable that you can store on it. If you have an Amazon Prime subscription and you get the video and you watch things like Bosch or Mrs. Maisel, that kind of stuff, you also have access to some free books, Prime Reading, and that's included in people's package. So if you're getting a Kindle and you have Prime, you need to link the two up to take advantage of the free books and magazines I've discovered as well. But it's a good price, Matt, at only €99. And this is, you know, black and white. It has this, what they call a paper white display. It's 6 inches, so it's about the same size as a paperback book.
Well, to finish, Andy, and there's lots of other things we can get to in the coming weeks running up to Christmas, tell us about the Amazon Kindle ColorSoft Signature Edition.
Oh, this is funny because there is no discount on this. however, it is worthwhile mentioning because it is absolutely beautiful. Delivery, if you order one now, you probably wouldn't even have it in time for Christmas. Delivery is about 5 or 6 weeks at the minute. Costs €320. It's the first Kindle with a colour display. And so what that does is it brings illustrated or kids' books and magazines to life. Comes with 32 gigs of storage, so really, really good storage on it. And the 7-inch glare-free colour display is absolutely beautiful. So for book readers who don't want to lug books on holiday with them, it would be a fabulous present.
Andy O'Donoghue, thank you very much for joining us on Tech Thursday. The Last Word on Today FM.